sympathetic with your thesis. And, I actually wrote a brief in the Chicago 7 case arguing for jury determination. But there's a lot of ambiguity here. First you say that it's unconstitutional or that the judge shouldn't tell the jury that they can't depart from the law. But I think there's also a question about whether the judge should tell the jury that they can depart from the law or just be sort of silent about it or leave it very ambiguous. And I guess I think the best balance there is probably for the judge to tell the jury that they have an obligation to follow the law and they have an obligation to do justice, and then just leave it to the jury how they fit those things together. But there's another problem at an earlier stage, and that is, who should you allow to be on the jury? A niece of mine who lives in New York City was just on a jury in two drug cases, and she went on to the jury with the idea that drug cases shouldn't be prosecuted, and she's a very stubborn young woman. And so she got one guy acquitted, and she hung the jury with the other guy. But should you allow people to go on who have the idea to start with that that this law is not a law that should be enforced? And if you do that, it seems to me you're departing from justice in a very different kind of way, because it's, you know, Elizabeth isn't going to be in everybody's jury, so it's really sort of a fluke whether you get someone who's pro-marijuana, it wasn't marijuana in that case, but who's pro-law or anti-law. So would you still ask people ahead of time whether they'll follow the law, or would you just let anybody know?